Hello and welcome to another episode of the Collapsing Game Shelf Podcast, a podcast by a group of tile layers who have way too many board games. I'm
too
Tom.
Many tiles.
And I'm joined by
Justin,
Adam,
and Debbie.
And today we are talking about not one, not two, but three Azules.
Azul.
All the Azules. We're talking about the whole Azul family.
We've got the Azul OG Azul, and then the Summer Pavilion, which just came, or I just got it. I don't know when it came out. I could look it up.
It is
but
super recent.
But I'm lazy.
Recent. Super, super recent.
Came and Stained Glass of Cintra. We're going to read all three boxes because, I mean, why not?
By Michael Kiesling.
And they are all produced by Next Move Games.
I have the original box. Introduced by the Moors, Azulos, originally white and blue ceramic tiles, were fully embraced by the Portuguese when their king, Manuel I, on a visit to Alhambra Palace in southern Spain, was mesmerized by the stunning beauty of the Moorish decorative tiles. The king, awestruck by the interior beauty of Alhambra, immediately ordered his own palace in Portugal. He decorated with similar wall tiles.
Okay, sorry. So you said king?
King. Manuel the First.
Manuel or Manuel? Manuel. Okay. The first?
Emphasis.
Of what?
Portuguese.
The first of?
His name.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Spain?
No.
Portugal.
He's from Portugal.
Okay.
He went to southern Spain where Alhambra is.
Okay, because I heard Spain, and I was like, as I'm looking at mine, I was like, I have the same dude, but he's from Portugal. Why is mine from Portugal and yours is from Spain? Wow. So it's Manuel.
Well, yes, because the boxes are filled with manuals.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
Ba-dum-tsh.
All right. So, stained
I believe glass. That is, I'm not Portuguese nor Spanish, so I cannot confirm nor deny that pronunciation.
I don't know. I'd say Manuel. All right. After furnishing the palace of Evora, King Manuel, the first of the first of Portugal now seeks to commission the world's greatest
You're doing great.
She's broken.
All right. So the
Do you want to hand
no,
that
I got
here?
There. I got her. I got her. Are it's Manuel. Sure? Yes.
Manuel. Yes.
It's the fucking weirdest thing I've ever heard. Okay.
Is it?
You're a jerk, Adam. Yes, it is weird. Okay. After furnishing the palace of Evora, King Manuel I of Portugal now seeks to commission the world's greatest stained glass artisans to adorn the windows of the royal palace in Sintra. As a stained glass artisan, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to demonstrate your exquisite abilities for king and country. Will you be the best at creating the most beautiful stained glass in all of Portugal? And then it just tells you what you do.
Shall I continue with the Summer Pavilion?
Yeah, please end this.
During the 16th century, King Manuel I commissioned artisans to construct grandiose buildings. One building, never constructed before his death, was the Summer Pavilion. Designed to honor the most famous of the Portuguese royal family, this design was lost to the annals of time. In Azul, Summer Pavilion, players return to Portugal to accomplish the task that never began. Use the finest materials and be careful not to waste any supplies. Only the best will rise to the challenge. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that was the worst reading we've ever done.
What?
That was like the two of you were fighting over the pronunciation and...
I didn't fight.
We
I just fighting. Clarified.
We were verifying amongst each other.
That's one way of putting it. All right. I bet you're wondering, how do you play Azul? Well,
drafting. Here. Drafting 101.
Yeah. I guess.
It tells you on the back of all the boxes.
It does, actually.
Yeah. So the way it works is there's a bag filled with tiles and they've all got like different colors and different patterns on them and whatnot. And you spread out these little coasters on the table. There's like a certain number of them, depending on how many players there are, and you put tiles a certain number. Is it always four?
Four. It's always
yeah,
four.
It's always four. There's always four tiles on each one of these coasters, and the game is basically what is shared amongst all three of these versions is that you take turns either picking from the from a coaster. You pick one of the colors of the tiles that you want to grab, and you grab all of those tiles, and you put them in your little hoard,
yep.
Or put them on your thing. Then you push all the ones that you didn't pick and you put them in the middle. And you can also pick from the middle if you're the person who is not the first player, basically. So the first person gets their pick of any of the coasters, and then everybody else gets to pick out of all the coasters that are left. And the pile in the middle. And the pile in the middle also usually has the first player token. So if you are the first person to go into the middle and grab tiles from there, then you also get to be first player for the next round.
And by coasters, we mean factories.
Well, they're called factories. They I don't know. Factories? They look like
yeah,
they look
known
like
as factories,
yeah. Right? But they are coasters.
They are coasters.
They are coasters. Hmm. They're just
anyway
they represent factories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. They are factory displays on the contents.
Basically, for all three of these games, you have these tiles and you have to put them on your board. In OG Azul, you put them in a line, and then so there's like. How do I explain this? So there's like this grid, like 5x5, I think.
Yeah.
Confirmation. So 5x5, yeah. Where you're going to end up putting your tiles down. And on to the left of that, there's spaces. Like the first row has one, the second row has two spaces, the third row has three, and so on and so forth. You're trying to fill each one of these rows up, and then that tile, one of those tiles gets to move over onto the thing, and then you score points. And the main thing is that you have to have a number of tiles, and they all have to be the same color to be in a row together. So if I have three blues sitting in the bottom row, when I go and I take three blues from the middle, I can put those in the fifth in the row with the other three, but I don't get to keep that third one. That third one that in other games might just sit around and do nothing goes and it smashes on the ground because my tile layers don't know what they're doing and I lose a point for that. So you always have to be very precise about how many you're taking, at least in the original Azul. Stained glass, I think, is very similar. You sort of put them in columns rather than rows.
Yeah.
The columns are more distinct, so there's more randomness, more variability amongst players, whereas in the original Azul, everybody kind of has the same... what is it, say mat to sort of play on. So there's spaces where you have to keep putting them. So there's only one red per row. And I think stained glass has a different sort of mechanic to it. And the suburb pavilion has like flowers, but it's basically the same thing. You get the tiles, you have to have that number of tile to be able to fill in the space and you get points.
Summer
They're
pavilion,
all templated.
Yeah. Summer pavilion has the most leeway for tile placement.
Yeah. Cause in summer pavilion, you take all your tiles. In the other two, as you're taking your tiles, you're placing them on your board, on your individual board, while you're taking them.
Yeah.
Like you take them from the center and then they have a spot and they have to go somewhere within this spot. Whereas in Summer Pavilion, it's just bedlam and you just collect all the tiles and then sort it out later.
Yeah. In Summer Pavilion is definitely the most different because it has this, first of all, every round has a wild tile, like a wild color. And so when you take tiles, you get to take all the tiles that you wanted, except if there's one wild there, you can also take one of the wilds. You can't always take, like all of the wilds off the thing. So it makes things a little bit different. And then, there's a second phase where everybody's placing the tiles. Whereas in the other two games, you get the tiles, you put them somewhere. And if any of them don't fit into the row or column that you're putting them in or whatever, like you can just throw them away. You crash on the ground. You
throw them in the garbage.
Just junk everywhere and you lose points for them.
This one, it doesn't necessarily have the bonus tile, but it has the, like, one tile's worth more.
Which is this
one. Is that
one?
What it is? Stained glass.
In stained glass, the wilds are determined before the game starts. You take one tile of each color and you shake them up in your hands and you randomly drop them one at a time.
Right.
And they fill in so you know that, okay, first round is going to be purple and then second round will be green and then third round will be yellow.
Right.
So on and so forth.
So they brought in the wild mechanism with this one.
Correct.
And then, with stained glass. And then in Summer Pavilion, it got...
It's a fixed wild.
Yes, yeah. But it is still, there is a color that's wild. And then there is the small expansion for Azul OG that gives you Joker.
Azul Classic.
Classic, yeah. Yep. So it gives you the Joker tiles, which are clear, which you can choose to take six, like one of each color, I think.
It's one out. Or two of each color. I honestly don't remember the number.
And then
off
you put the clear
head.
Ones in, correct. And they just take the place of anything.
Correct.
As opposed to making a color wild, they just have
they're just
a set number of correct. clear
tiles. Wilds.
Yeah. Yep.
But in all of these, the main thrust of the game is like deciding which colors to go for and whether you want to do it now or you want to wait for a later turn because maybe there will be more in the middle when you get around to it or, you know, this sort of thing and sort of keeping an eye on your scumbag friends who are always taking the tiles that you want and just trying to like make this decision between like trying to get the things that you think you want and just trying to like, well, there's four, five tiles in the middle. That'd be fucking stupid to not take them now.
Be a fool not to.
Because, yeah, you'd be an idiot not to, because for sure Justin's going to take them like a total scumbag.
You know it.
Goddamn right. Look at
those free tiles. Just waiting.
I don't know how that makes him a scumbag for doing exactly what you just said everybody should do. Scumbag, okay? All right. I'm just saying.
So
it's just your competitive nature coming out.
Oh, God. This is why I don't play competitive games, because I get so fucking mad. I'm so angry for no reason. Just sitting here. We just played Summer of a Billion. I'm like, are you taking your turn? You done? Come on. Are you not done yet? Hurry up, Justin. God damn.
Jesus.
I wasn't the that worst. Long, was it?
Yeah, you do take that
it
long.
It felt like forever.
You do.
Who wants to go first?
Adam.
Adam wants to go.
Start us off.
So my thoughts on these three games is I actually quite like the Azul series. Azul Classic is very much chomping at the bit to be sitting on my top 10 board games that I've played of all time. I really like this game. It's a fun puzzle game that has a Sudoku element to it, where you're constantly thinking strategy and trying to figure out when is the right time to strike in what situations, because you do have multiple factories, and the whole premise of the game is like you're going around the country to these different tile factories and being like, oh, you know what? I really like these tiles. And then I go to a different factory. Oh, I really like these tiles. And then you're trying to build this tile floor in this case. Stained Glass's Sintra, the second game in the series, I'm really in the camp of, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's all the same reason why I fell off of purchasing in the video game world. I fell off of purchasing Assassin's Creed games because they were pumping one out every year. Like, it has diminishing returns. And I feel that Azul has really kind of hit that in the board game world. As I've moved along from Azul Classic to Stained Glass's Sintra to Summer Pavilion, like, my enjoyment of the different iterations has been diminished.
We've reached peak Azul.
I think we reached peak Azul in the first one. Like, Azul, the first one, is brilliant. I do believe it won some bunch of awards. I believe it's a Spiel des Jahres winner, even. You don't see that as it moves forward, because it's like you're going back to the same cow and just trying to get more milk out of it. Like,
bleeding that rock dry?
Yeah.
Not kicking the dead horse. I thought you were.
Well, that's it.
There.
Well, no, you are. Like, you're going back to the same well consistently. One thing I did like about Stained Glass, as opposed to the original, is that they give you like a little cardboard kind of like container that when you go to place and you have five tiles of the same color, but you're only placing one of them because that's how the rules are, there's no place to put the extra tiles that you're discarding. So they just kind of sit in a pile. Now, again, this is a really small thing. Like, you could do anything. You could get a second bag. You could get a box of your own, but they actually made like a nice colorful little tube, like box kind of thing with an open top that you can put the stuff into. I think it's cool.
Yeah. The original one, you were just supposed to throw it back in the box, which made it annoying to
refill. Yeah. Cause then you'd pick up the box lid and dump it back into the bag. I mean, again, this is super small gripe. This is like a minuscule gripe.
So you got Spiel des Jahres 2018. Is that, that's what you're looking
for? Original Azul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spiel des Jahres Origins, Dice Tower,
Golden Geek,
Mensa, Meeple's Choice.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of them.
Like, the list just goes on and on and on. Like, the accolades in this is great. And I can understand from a designer and from a distributor perspective that you want to try and refuel that, right? Like, you're chasing that high, right? You know what I mean? Like you want to get another one of those. In Stained Glass, I do feel like it took a good half step down. I still enjoyed the game. They brought in what I refer to as the typewriter mechanic, which is you can only, there's like a slider that kind of works its way down your board. And on your turn, you can always move the slider to the right. But in order to move it back to reset to the first row, you have to forego taking a turn, basically.
Yeah.
Like, you take your entire turn to reset your slider. I think that's an interesting mechanic. It didn't really resonate with me as being the best thing that I had ever done, but I thought it was interesting. Moving forward to Summer Pavilion, this, in my opinion, is by far the worst of the three Azules. It's confusing. It just feels like an uninspired cash grab of a popular IP. You can go ahead and Twitter at me if you want to argue that. I'd love to have a discussion with you. there's like your point tracker starts at 5 points for no real reason. The scoring tokens are terribly, like, for a game that's all about colors and bright colors and all that sort of stuff. The point trackers are black, white, gray, and neutral wood tone. Mm-hmm. Excuse me? it's just bad. Like, it's just not good.
It's compared. Just totally baffling.
Like, it is. Why it's baffling.
They would go with that.
You get your individual player boards, and in order to tell what of those obscure colors or shades you actually are, it's a small, maybe it's like maybe the size of a dime.
It's smaller than that. It's the same size as the scoring tracker.
Yeah.
I liked how at the beginning of our playthrough with Debbie, you like tested her. You're like, what color am I? And she's like, I don't know.
There's no difference between these boards.
Yeah. tell me what color I am and tell me what the difference is between my player board and your player board. Like, what makes me this player and what makes you that player?
And I could not figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, you have to hunt. I didn't see it.
There's a lot of real estate where you could easily put that.
And this is coming from somebody who plays like, hidden object games all the time. I love hidden object games and I couldn't see it.
If you have to be extremely versed in hidden object games in order to figure out what player color you are, that is a huge problem with your board game.
The first time we played, I constantly forgot who I was.
Yeah, that's true.
So just as a small digression, but just as a clarification. So the original Azul won 13 awards.
Yep.
Stained Glass of Cintra got one nomination,
mm-hmm.
And Summer Pavilion's got nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's too new. Summer Pavilion just came out in the spring summer of 2019.
Yeah,
so it's still, we haven't really hit like a full award season for it. It hasn't been out for a full year.
Yes, so the original actually still got an award in 2019. I think is still its. Yeah, 2019 UK still got a award.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if I had to rank them, I would rank them in order from oldest to newest. Like, the original one is by far my favorite. If I had to put a number value on Azul original, I would give it like a 9, even pushing a 9.5. The game's great. It's easy to teach. It's easy to learn. The scoring is a little janky when you start getting some of the later scores because you have to score it. You have to score your tiles vertically and horizontally at times. It's not the most intrinsic thing for a new player. Although once they've played a round or two of it, once you're about halfway through your first game, I've yet to find somebody who didn't understand how to score and, you know, and had some fun with this game. Stained Glass, I would rate number 2. I'd give that about a 7 out of 10. It's still a good game. It's still fun. It just, for me, I really prefer the original. I do fall in the camp of, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Summer Pavilion, my God, this game is terrible. I would not pick up this game. Like, I cannot in good conscience recommend it to anyone. Summer Pavilion, I give a 4, which if you've listened to some of these other episodes, I mean, like, it's right down there with Unstable Unicorns, which we've harped on. It's been a recurring joke in some of these episodes. I would actually borderline consider playing Unstable Unicorns before I play this game again. It's bad. It's just bad.
Damn.
That's it. It's all good. Shit. It's done. Mic drop. Done. See you later. I'm out.
All right. Bye.
And janky.
It's janky.
It is what you think it is. I won't make you define that.
Awkward, disjointed,
okay.
Hard, like
unintuitive.
Yeah, unintuitive.
Janky.
Janky's got to be the dumbest word ever. I hate that word.
It's a great word.
It's an awful. It is very descriptive when you know what it is, but if you don't know what it is, it's like,
it's just janky.
It's just,
yeah. It is.
It's the word itself.
The word is really janky.
Yeah.
If you don't like the word janky, it's because it's janky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry if you can hear my like kids crying upstairs. It's been a rough day. Just go around the table.
Anybody else have?
Does anyone who wants to fight me?
Witness me.
Come at me, bro.
How do you rank these?
For me personally, yeah. I prefer the Stained Glass of Cintra.
Sure.
Because I enjoy that randomness of each time having sort of a different game and having to evolve your strategy. Whereas Azul, I feel, is more, you always have to have a changing strategy because you don't know what everyone else is going to go for. Mm-hmm. You don't know what tiles are going to show up in the factory. And so there's some very interesting chess-like strategies about what strategies you want to go for.
Strategy.
Azul, brought to you by Strategy.
Yes, suck.
carry on. Sorry.
I find Summer Pavilion the weakest, mostly because of the... it's just so long. If pointlessly long. You're kind of doing two turns every time. Whereas in the other two, you can just play with your little tiles, plonk them down on your sheet, and then move on. And you can kind of score at the same time. Whereas Azul, you have Azul Summer Pavilion, you have just, it just feels awkward. As Adam would say, janky.
It's bad.
It also has the tiles. I just don't like them as much. Aesthetically, I think Azul and Stained Glass just look really nice. They're very interesting, kind of intellectual, especially the first one. If you're going to buy an Azul, if you want that base strategy, get the original. If you want a little more randomness and some fun hall looking tiles.
They look like Hall's cough drops.
Yes, they do.
Stained Glass. That's yeah. Another thing that should be mentioned.
It's a little odd.
It's super odd.
They have a nice tactile feel to them. You just want to.
The tactile is great.
You just don't put them in your mouth.
They look odd. You can tell that they realized that might have been. They might have gone a little too far to one side when they changed the cubes, because they literally went from like the Azul cube, which is solid color. It was printed on this rounded plastic cube. They went to these hulls, which are kind of clear. They're square. Yeah. They have this divot in the middle. In the middle,
which is so odd.
And then,
it's a textured divot.
It is a pattern. It has a pattern. They each have individual patterns.
But the tiles are somewhat translucent, so it's kind of hard to see.
Because it's stained. Yeah, but it's stained glass.
I get what they were trying to do. I'm just saying, like, this is where the separation is between concept and execution. Yeah,
but you can tell that they realized it, because when they went back to the Summer Pavilion, they went back to the solid plastic rounded,
even like, more boring
printed
tiles.
On colors. Yes. They just made them a very awkward shape. Like
diamonds. Yeah, hard to pick up sometimes.
Diamonds, yeah, when they're really rounded and very soft and smooth like that, it does make them a little easier to like squeeze just, a little too hard. Yeah,
and just squeeze them right out.
Shoot their way across the table.
And when you just finished buttering toast for everybody and you're just sitting there like trying to grab these things, just squirt everywhere.
Yeah. So you can tell like, They definitely wanted to go back to the original tile style, but they had to change it a little bit. So it was like, oh shit, back up the train.
I think that's also why it lends me to the stained glass. I just love those little fun halls to play with. I also do enjoy that the stained glass has a sort of common area. Where you have the changing wilds and you can track everyone's score, where I find with the classic Azul, where everyone has their own little mat, it kind of falls into what I don't like about a lot of Euros, where you're each kind of doing your own little thing and there's less, you know, if you want to see how anyone else is doing, you have to kind of like look over and tell them to move their hand so you can see what their score is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you have to do that in Summer Pavilion too. Because yes. I like that's the one thing that I noticed is I had to like actually stand up to look over to see what somebody else was possibly aiming for. Because like I can look at your stack of diamonds that are sitting in front of you, but if I don't like I want to see if you got all your sixes covered or all your fives covered.
During
right?
the collection phase, you mean? Yeah. Just because you have this massive pile of junk sitting in front of you before you actually place it down.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm trying to like stand up and look around at what other people's weird flowery diamond things are. I don't know what to call them.
They're very, I don't know, tile flowers? I don't know.
I feel like we went from the bathroom floor to the fucking like living room window the backsplash.
And now we're doing our backsplash.
That is
the backsplash. That's backsplash. Yeah,
that's definitely some backsplash right there.
It's, yeah.
Got to have a little more pizzazz.
Straight to the refuse bin.
Anyway.
Well, I think that's about it, yeah.
Were you going to do your rating?
Oh, yeah. So don't pick up Summer Pavilion. just
save
don't.
Your money.
Yeah.
Save your money.
And if you were to get one, I would probably only get one of either Classic Azul or Stained Glass. There's not any real reason to own both. For me, I prefer Stained Glass because it has a little bit more of that randomness, and I kind of enjoy the mechanics more in that, just the specific ones. But Azul is still a really great game. So I would keep both if I own them. But if I'm going to buy one, I'm going to get Stained Glass.
Yeah, all three of these are my copies. All three of these are my copies. So I'm the sucker that paid $60 for the one that everybody hates. Azul is, I mean, none of these are like, these are kind of like family filler type games for me. So none of these are like setting me on fire or anything. But I was really excited when we saw Summer Pavilion because it looked so cool. Like it looked very beautiful, very nice. I like all the colors and everything. Stained Glass and Azul are also very nice looking. I think Azul is probably the one that out of Summer Pavilion looks the most enticing to me because of the patterns. Yeah. Stained Glass, I honestly don't really remember playing. I'm sure it was fine.
That's not a great.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, yeah, that it is how it is. I like the mechanics are all really solid. Like that factory drafting, watching your scumbag friends take the colors you want just because there was more of them. Like they didn't need them, but they saw that there was like six of them. So shit, why not? You'd be stupid not to. Filling in the thing is all really nice. Like it's a very, very nice tactile experience. That's, you know, quite nice to look at. It's fun to play, for the most part. And it's quick. Like it's usually 30 to 45 minutes of, you know, just sort of nice, chill, fun, the sort of thing that you'd want to bust out when you're at the cabin or whatever, just hanging out. It's pretty easy to learn. It's not really all that combative. So it's, you know, very good for that sort of people. And then you come to Summer Pavilion where it's just like fucking waiting around forever. I was so bored twice now. Debbie wasn't here for the last playthrough and it was just like, oh God, we got to play through this again. I don't know where it went so wrong with the development of this game that they took what was just like this really fast, fun mechanic of just like grab stuff, put it on your board, and decided to add an entire another round of having to wait for people. It's just baffling to me. And it allegedly still takes the same amount of time, which I just don't. That it does not mind. Feel like not, it. I've, no. Maybe yeah. it's close because I didn't exactly have out my timer, but like, it felt like forever.
That's not a good feeling.
No. I mean, I got the most enjoyment out of Summer Pavilion just like heckling Justin the entire time.
Yeah.
And like, it was so weird because there's so much of the game in Summer Pavilion where you just don't really need to care what other people are doing. Like you do the factory thing, but then, you know, that's when the turns are happening, but then they make you do this second round of putting things down. And it's like, sometimes I need to make sure that I wait my turn because Justin may take something from this shared board that sometimes you can take stuff from. And then that changes things. And so I have to wait sometimes. But you don't always want to do that because it feels so interminably long. So everybody's trying to take their turn simultaneously, and then you get into this weird thing where you don't know if you've actually taken your turn because you didn't want to be here for an hour and a half playing Azul. So it's just a bit frustrating, and it just felt long, and just don't do what I did. Please, I'm here to tell you to stay away.
Let this be this is like a PSA support group?
Yeah.
Yeah, like... They don't get Summer Pavilion. That is the message that I'm trying to send.
And again, these are not necessarily like, again, these aren't the ones that set me on fire typically, but they're very good, very well made. I'd probably stick with, again, Azul or Azul Stained Glass. They're both fine. I don't really remember Stained Glass of Sintra, but I don't remember having a terrible time like I did with Summer Pavilion.
And the boxes will all look really great on your shelf.
Yeah. So yeah, with that said, I will be keeping Azul and Azul Stained Glass of Sintra. If you want a copy of Summer Pavilion, get in contact with me and I'll sell it to you.
That's perfect. Adam. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So the one thing that I'm going to say...
No.
I know, right?
No.
Look who's walking home with a new copy of Summer Pavilion.
No.
Lucky winner, Adam.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark here. I'm wondering if the... So Ow. My big... Yeah, that hurt, right?
Wow.
My guess is I have the same gripe with this game. This the scoring piece and that whole second game in the game is by far the worst thing I've ever experienced.
It bogs things down.
It really does. Yeah. But I'm wondering if the reason why they did it is because of the complaint that you had, Justin, where it's they're trying to get away from I'm playing my game on my board and I'm trying to create maybe a little bit of competition actually becomes dependent on the people that you're playing with a little bit more. I think that that's what they were trying to get at with this. That's the feel that I get from this is, man, I got to sit there and I have to stare at that board and I don't want to look at the piece that I really want because I don't want you to see that that's the piece that I'm looking at. And I got to lay my tiles down in a way that gets me to it faster than you.
You don't want people to hate draft you out of your tiles?
Yeah. So I think that's what they were going for, because I think that when you're doing the initial factory drafting piece, it is very it's very mechanical and it's just very, you're just doing what you're doing, right? And you're going through the motions. But if you don't know what goal somebody is getting at when you're doing your point scoring piece, you don't know how many of those tiles they're going to take away and you don't know kind of which ones. And so I think that's what it is. I mean,
I think you're probably right.
Shot in the dark.
I guess, and it can also, I think, be depending on who you're playing with and how you play it, whether or not you're just going for what you need or if you're also trying to counter other people's drafts.
Yeah.
Because for me, I just chose what there were most tiles of, and that was the most thought I did. And then I put all my thought into the actual placement stage.
Yeah.
Whereas in the drafting, I'm just like, I get the most tiles, I'll just take them.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is, right? Is I think that that's what it comes down to, is you can be more vindictive in that stage because you're taking less tiles and you run a much lower risk of having too many tiles left over to take negative points. Mm-hmm. So I think that that is almost like this little competitive piece that they tried to stick in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think all three Azules definitely have that competitive drafting part.
Yes. Yeah.
I know I've been hate drafted out of a few pieces in many games of Azul and Stained Glass.
I don't think it's just you. Just probably so not. You know.
Well, I know I have been.
So I think that that's what Summer Pavilion was getting at. I'm in the same boat as Adam. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Azul in and of itself is a fantastic game. It is a larger game and it is a little bit heavier of a game, like physically. But Adam and I have actually traveled with this game. So this is like, when you look at this game, you look at the box and you're not like, hey, I'm going to stick that in my luggage. We've put it in a Ziploc bag and put all the pieces in the Ziploc bag and just kind of let them, you know, sit as they need to. And we've flown to Comox.
Yeah. I can see this being a really good travel game because there's no cards. So you can break this out at a cabin, on a beach, on a plane, on the land, in the sea, wherever.
Yeah, it is. The only downside to it is that shit slides on the boards really easy. Like there's no recessed anything, which is, again, that's just a component thing.
Put a nice like code on there.
Like you can get like overlays for the individual player boards for the original Azules that just kind of like clip on.
Can you just paint some glue on it?
Well, you want the tiles to come off eventually, don't you?
Well, no, just like a tack, like low tack glue.
That's what I meant. No, like these would actually sit in the board so that they don't move, right? Like so it would actually create a recess.
I get you.
Yeah. And that's the original. So I have a massive love for the original and Stained Glass.
What about Summer Pavilion? You don't like Summer Pavilion? What's
I've
wrong
already,
with you?
Yeah, no, I've already said that.
We're all in that same boat.
We're all in that boat.
I'm gutted.
I think they've kicked this horse too many times. Unfortunately, I get it. Like,
bleed
I get
the stone.
It. Next move, I get it. If you can get money out of things, why not?
I mean, how many different versions of Pandemic are there?
It, right? Like, they're not the first ones to try to do this. They just need to not go so bloody far outside the box. Yeah, so the OG, the original, is a fantastic game. You, like these guys said, you can teach it to anybody. I'm saying you can travel with it. It's super easy to kind of fill fill that void. We've taught it to my parents. Mm-hmm. We've taught it to all sorts of family members. Everybody really likes it. We've never actually played the advanced side. I'm actually quite curious to do that now because I feel like it would almost get brain burny.
Messing up. Yeah. Very easily.
Very quickly. Very easily. Yeah. I feel like the way that it's made is the good way to play it. But
it adds replayability to the game,
though. It does.
Which even furthers the need to only have one.
Yes. Yeah. It does. So I'll explain my piece a little. So scoring wise, Summer Pavilion, sorry that it gets a 2 out of 5. Don't buy it if someone makes you. If somebody makes you try it, because maybe there is somebody out there who actually likes this. I don't know. Maybe there is somebody who does like this. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe it has more depth than we give it. It just...
Yeah, maybe we're missing something.
It just flopped for 5 out of 5 people that we've...
Well, it's also just the time. Like, if you have the time and you don't care about it being kind of boring, it might have more depth than the other
ones. It might
be
like a head-to-head thing, maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe only
two players, like it goes a lot faster, and it like all the things will. Debbie was saying come into play a little bit more.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, so for me, it's absolutely, if somebody wants to play it, give them that chance, because maybe they're seeing something we aren't. Beyond that, the original gets a 5 out of 5. There is not a whole lot wrong with this game. The only gripe I have is when you don't have anywhere to put the tiles afterwards. There's no Pope Hat.
Just throw them in the box.
There's no Pope Hat and there's no Big Ben, I think is what the other one is. Something like that. That's the only kind of my issue with it.
It's such a small gripe.
Probably my favorite thing when we opened up Stained Glass the first time. I was like, oh my God, there's a place to put your tiles.
Yep.
I was very happy. Yep. Stained Glass, I give a 4 out of 5. I bring it down a little bit just because it is a little more finicky. It is a little more particular in some ways. And I think it's a little less friendly. And the halls, man, the halls kill me. The stupid tiles, they kill me. But... personal preference is Stained Glass. I do definitely, for my own like world, I like Stained Glass better, but I would very quickly argue having both actually in your library.
Having both of them.
Classic and Stained Glass.
Yeah, okay. Because I think the classic is really good for your like muggles. Let's call them muggles again. I think that's a great thing. I think it's a great thing to have. It's super easy to pull out. And I think Stained Glass just adds a little bit more and kind of gives you something a little more thought-provoking for me. Yeah, I think Azul is... you can't go wrong with one of the first two. Just stay away from Summer Pavilion. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
And if we're wrong for some reason, you can get us on Twitter, at CGS Podcast. You can hit us up at the email, collapsinggameshelf@gmail.com. If you think my take is stupid, or you agree with me, even better.
Or you want to buy his copy.
You want to buy my copy, at Team Rage Tom, or the email... Debbie?
You can get me at Mrs. Wynn, @MRSWHYN. That's on Twitter and the Instagram, except you'll see my puppy on the Instagram. You won't see a whole lot of board games, but get me on Twitter or the CGS Podcast Twitter. I do try to pay attention to it as much as possible. I pay attention to it. I just don't know how it works completely. I miss things and I don't know how I miss them, but I do apologize.
Algorithm.
Yeah, if you're, you know what, like if there's something you guys want to see, want to hear, questions you have, anything like that, any comments, let us know, drop them in there. I will bring them to the table as long as they don't hurt Tom's feelings, because nobody wants to hurt Tom's feelings.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I do.
Oh, come on.
You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram at For The Win, FORTHEWHYN. You can also catch me on Twitch, twitch.tv/ForTheWin, FORTHEWHYN. And we've come up with, as a podcast, we've come up with a little incentive for all of you. I've had people come talk to me via Twitch or had the occasional Twitter message or something like that. The people have said that they want to know what sort of games each one of us kind of enjoys. like what we would rank as some of our best. I get it every now and then, especially on Twitch. They're like, hey, what are your top five video games? What are your top five board games? Blah, blah, blah. Considering this is a board game podcast, we'll be talking about board games on this one. And we as a podcast have come to the conclusion that if we can get 50 iTunes 5-star reviews from you folks, then we will do a top 10 board game list each. So each one of us will kind of give you guys our top 10s and just a little quick blurb as to why each game fits in where it does, why it made our list as opposed to some other game. So if you guys are interested in that, get on the iTunes, hit those 5-star reviews, leave us a little blurb, whether you like us or not. And I mean, if you leave us 5 stars, you can shit on us all day. Like, just give me 5, just, you know, like I mean, those
5-star reviews.
You didn't.
Well, but. Yeah, we'd prefer you didn't. But I mean, 5-star reviews help podcasts immensely with discoverability and visibility on these platforms. So if you want a no cost way to really help the podcast, leave a 5-star review, please.
Pretty please.
Pretty please.
Justin. Hi, I'm Justin. You can always reach me at the aforementioned email and Twitter for the CGS podcast. If you want to get a hold of me individually, you can find me on Twitter at Don't Trust Justin. It's pretty bare bones right now, but if people actually start commenting or talking to me on that, I will put more gusto into it.
Other ways you can help us is sharing with a friend. Share with anybody that you think might like this would be great. And other than that, you know, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll be at you next week with hopefully something a little bit something a little bit more fun than Azul's Summer Pavilion. Although the other two Azuls are still quite good,
quite good. Yeah. Woo-wee.
Is that your that's your sign off?
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I stopped myself from saying Rick.
What?
Woo-wee, Rick.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Cut the feed. Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye.
All right. Bye guys. Bye.